Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Investing for Kids, How to Save, Invest, and Grow Money by Dylan Redling is a practical, kid-friendly guide that introduces money concepts in a way families can use right away. Designed for younger readers and the adults helping them, the book connects everyday choices like saving allowance or setting goals with bigger ideas such as investing, risk, and long-term growth. Instead of treating investing as something only adults do, it frames money as a tool kids can learn to manage early, with simple explanations and approachable examples. Readers are guided through the difference between spending, saving, and investing, and they learn why time is a powerful advantage when you start young. The tone is encouraging and action-oriented, aiming to build confidence rather than fear around financial topics. As a starter book, it helps children develop vocabulary, habits, and curiosity that can grow into lasting financial skills as they get older. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building money habits, earning, budgeting, and goal setting. A central theme is that investing success starts with everyday habits, not complicated strategies. The book emphasizes the basics kids can control, earning small amounts, tracking where money goes, and setting goals that make saving meaningful. By treating money as something you plan for rather than something that disappears, children learn to separate needs from wants and to delay gratification without feeling deprived. This foundation also helps parents and educators turn abstract lessons into routines, such as dividing money into simple categories for spending, saving, and giving. Goal setting plays a key role because it gives saving a purpose, whether that is a toy, a game, or a future expense. The book encourages readers to connect a goal to a timeline, estimate how much is needed, and then decide how much to save each week. That process introduces budgeting naturally and shows how small, consistent actions add up. In doing so, the book positions financial literacy as a life skill built through repetition and choices, making later investing concepts easier to understand and apply. Secondly, saving versus investing. What changes when money starts working? The book clarifies the difference between saving and investing in language kids can grasp. Saving is framed as keeping money safe and available for short-term goals or emergencies, often using a bank account or a secure place to store funds. Investing, by contrast, is presented as putting money into something that can grow over time while accepting that values may move up and down. This distinction matters because many beginners assume saving and investing are the same activity with different names. The book helps correct that by explaining why people invest, to outpace inflation, to build wealth over longer periods, and to make future goals more reachable. It also introduces the idea of time horizon, suggesting that money needed soon should generally stay in safer places, while money for later goals can often handle more ups and downs. By pairing these ideas, the book teaches a balanced mindset, keep some money accessible, but allow some money to grow. This topic also supports healthy risk awareness by showing that investing involves uncertainty, but that uncertainty can be managed with patience, diversification, and a long-term plan. Thirdly, understanding compounding. Why starting early matters. A kid-focused investing book typically highlights compounding as the most important superpower a young investor has, and this title leans into that idea. Compounding is explained as growth that builds on previous growth, where earnings can generate additional earnings over time. The key lesson is not advanced math, but the pattern: small amounts invested consistently can become surprisingly large when given enough time. This concept helps children see that investing is not only for people with lots of money. Starting early, even with modest contributions, can create momentum because time does much of the work. The book connects compounding to patience and consistency, encouraging readers to focus on regular saving and long-term thinking rather than short-term excitement. It also frames compounding in a way that supports good behavior, leaving investments alone, reinvesting gains, and resisting the urge to constantly buy and sell. For families, this topic becomes a conversation starter about long-range goals, such as college, a first car, or a first apartment. By understanding compounding early, kids can internalize the value of steady habits and avoid the trap of believing wealth comes only from luck or quick wins. Fourthly, how the market works, stocks, funds, and risk in simple terms. Another major topic is a simplified explanation of what stocks are and why companies sell them. The book introduces the idea that buying a share means owning a small piece of a business and that ownership can become more valuable if the company grows. It also generally explains that stock prices change because many buyers and sellers are reacting to news, performance, expectations, and broader economic conditions. Rather than pushing kids toward picking individual winners, the discussion commonly points to diversification and the role of funds that bundle many investments together. This reduces the impact of one company doing poorly and supports a calmer approach. Risk is treated as a normal part of investing, not a reason to avoid it, and the book encourages readers to match risk to goals and timeframes. It also helps kids understand that market drops are not automatically failures, they are part of how markets behave over time. With this framing, children can learn to think like long-term owners, focusing on business value and patience rather than daily price changes. This topic builds the conceptual map needed before a young person starts investing with real money. Lastly, putting it into practice, accounts, adult help, and real-world next steps, the book moves beyond definitions by pointing readers toward practical steps that families can take together. Because kids typically cannot open brokerage accounts alone, the guidance generally emphasizes working with a parent or guardian and using youth-appropriate options. It also encourages responsible decision-making, such as starting with small amounts, investing regularly, and keeping expectations realistic. A key practical lesson is that investing works best as a routine, not a one-time event, and that progress can be tracked over months and years. The book also helps normalize learning by doing, suggesting that kids can build knowledge through observing companies they already know, following basic financial news with an adult, and asking questions about how businesses earn money. It reinforces that mistakes and market volatility are part of the learning process, especially when the stakes are kept low. This topic tends to emphasize values as well: patience, discipline, and intentionality. For parents, it offers a framework for guiding without taking over, letting kids make age-appropriate choices while still protecting them from risky behavior. The practical approach turns financial literacy into something actionable, not just informational. In conclusion, this book is best for kids roughly late elementary through early middle school, and for parents, guardians, and teachers who want a straightforward way to introduce money skills. It can also help teens who never received a basic investing primer and need a friendly reset before opening their first account with adult support. The main benefit is that it makes investing feel understandable and doable, which can reduce anxiety and replace it with habits like saving regularly, setting goals, and thinking long term. Those habits can improve a reader's life well beyond money by strengthening planning, patience, and decision making. Compared with many similar books, its value comes from keeping the focus on clarity and action instead of overwhelming readers with jargon, trading hype, or complex market predictions. It treats investing as a skill that grows over time, and it highlights the advantage kids have: time for compounding to work. Buying this book is worthwhile because it functions as a practical starting point for family conversations and real next steps, helping young readers build a foundation that can support smarter choices through adolescence and adulthood. If you would like to support Dylan Redling, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.